was a guest on 99.X, The Answer. They're out of Atlanta. It's a radio show, and they're awesome. And I spoke to one of the hosts, Leslie's dog. And this is a great example of when I'm on the phone with a client and not really sure if they're getting it or not. But it definitely came through. And so it's a great one to listen to. And her husband comes on and talks about what it meant to him as well. So definitely listen through. Okay, you guys, enjoy. And again, I'm Laura Stinchfield at thepetpsychic.com.
99X and the Morning X, it's Barnes and Leslie. Fram, I think this next segment is going to be a winner.
I think it's more than a winner.
It is something that, you know, people are crazy about their pets.
I know I am. You know I'm a dog mom. Come on.
You know I'm a cat dad, multi-cat dad.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is just, it's so funny. You come up with little funny voices and you do stupid things because they're your animals, they're part of your family. Well, we have an internationally renowned pet psychic about to come on with us. She's also a people medium as well, but right now we're focusing on pets. She can communicate with your pet, and I'm not kidding. There are going to be some non-believers out there. You can just non-believe all you want.
This is fascinating.
Very fascinating. Let me play a clip for you. This is from the TV show Animal Zone, and her name is Laura Stinchfield, and she's demonstrating her gift while talking with an old mare named Butterscotch. Have a look.
She wants to know if you take out a tooth in the back, would you need to give her stitches?
No.
No. No.
She's showing her teeth.
She wants to know if you take it out, will she feel better?
It's possible, yeah.
Before we go to a break, I have to show you what happened right after we filmed this segment with Laura. We started filming another segment with our veterinarian guest, Charlie, giving Butterscotch an examination, and just like Butterscotch told Laura, she had a loose tooth that was causing her pain. Charlie was able to pull it right out. Now, isn't that amazing?
All right, so we're back. Laura Stinchfield, welcome to the Morning X.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Super excited.
So how did you even get started with all of this? When did you know you had this ability? But when did you start? I'm just curious.
Well, I knew what they were thinking, animals were thinking and feeling ever since I was like an infant. My earliest memory is my parents holding our Yorkshire Terrier over my crib and getting the feeling of she's thinking about me. Oh my gosh, you're so small. So I've always known what they were thinking and feeling, but I didn't know until I was in my early 20s that everybody else didn't. I just thought, you know, people knew what animals were thinking and feeling. And it was actually a really hard time for me because growing up, I rode horses competitively. And this was a long time ago where they did pretty mean things to horses if they refused jumps. And I couldn't understand why trainers would be like beating horses for not jumping if they just had their hip was hurting them, or like why people were spanking dogs for peeing and pooping in the house when they just didn't understand that they were supposed to go outside. So it wasn't until my early 20s when I started to learn how to animal train that my teachers were like, Laura, what are you doing? The animals are coming along faster with you. And so that's when I really started to think about, like, what am I doing? Then at the same time, I started to hear about animal communication. And, you know, this was way before the internet, so we didn't have all that knowledge.
It's fascinating, truly, Laura. Laura Stinchfield, her website is thepetpsychic.com, and she also reads people. But, you know, we could talk about all of this. And I know to do this, you need the person, like if someone sent in their pet picture and then you speak to the owner, right? And you kind of work through?
Correct. Yeah.
So I thought, Leslie, we could just describe how it works or we could actually do a reading right now. So what we have done is we've sent a picture of Bo.
Yeah.
Your dog.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably did not know.
You mean one of the thousands of photos I have on my camera roll?
It wasn't hard to find one on your Facebook page, you or Lanny. So we
or
have
Instagram.
Sent, right. We sent a picture of Bo to Laura to do a reading of Beau. And so, Laura, take it away with Leslie. I don't know how this works.
Oh boy.
I can't wait to watch how this happens.
You're nervous.
I am nervous.
You know, it's common that people are nervous, but you don't need to be. Yeah. So what do you want to know? Is there a question that you have for Beau?
He is such a loving pet. He's very calm. Aww. He loves children. He's super Aww. Chill. And he just wants to be loved. You know, and yeah, one of his favorite things is to, we take him to Tractor Supply. He goes in there. They know his name. He gets a treat.
Lucky it's, boy.
You know, he's like, he's our son. That's all I can say. Just, is he happy?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, let me get him.
So she's looking at a picture of Beau.
Okay. One of the thousands that you got off my Instagram or Facebook.
Okay, now her eyes are closed and she is communicating with Beau. I'm being serious, people. I'm not joking.
What is it that you want to do?
Wow, she's having a conversation with Beau.
I'm nervous.
He's saying that he's super happy, but he wants to have more playing time outside. He says that there's a game that you play where you all run along together. And he says sometimes they tickle my rear end when we do it. You know what he's talking about?
I think she's talking about me.
Yes, talking about Barn. We do go for walks, and we probably need to do more walks.
This also looks off leash, though. It looks like you're playing with him.
Yeah, we have a huge farm, and so he's able to you know, run around wherever he wants.
Is that accurate, Leslie? Wait, she's still talking to him.
Well, it's more like he wants like an interactive like chase game.
Okay.
This is wild. Watching this happen.
He says he needs to tell his mom something about her heart. Something about her heart. What?
Whoa.
He said that he knows that you love him so much. He says that he knows a lot of times that you're his number one man. So do you have a husband?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's saying that he thinks daddy needs you sometimes a little bit more. Like, in what way?
Wow.
He says that he feels like daddy needs your attention right now.
Wow.
Really?
Is that true? Is that true? Does
Maybe,
he?
Yes. Yes, there's a lot
going
on.
It's almost like Beau is giving you permission to give Beau less attention and your husband more attention.
Because Leslie works nonstop. She has 14 jobs.
It's actually really accurate because it was a crazy 2 years, and work's taken up a lot of my personal time, so... That's interesting that Beau's actually feeling that.
So Beau's a mediator between.
Yeah, he's a mediator. But what I think is interesting, too, is he said that he wants to tell you something about your heart. So then that means, like, maybe you need that connection also, not
exactly.
just your husband.
Exactly.
But maybe you need that.
I got scared.
It's amazing how animals can do that, though.
What do you mean you got scared?
I got scared right there. I thought you were saying, like, Leslie was going to, like, have a heart attack or something.
Yeah. Oh, no. That'd be horrible.
I was like, wow. That's, yeah. You know, thanks for coming on the show.
I need to get Beau out to play more today.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, maybe that's what he's trying to do just in general, is he's trying to get you to be more present, right? Mm-hmm. Like to play with him a little bit in the walks. Because sometimes, I don't know if you're like me, like when you walk the dogs or go out with them, you're like answering emails or doing text messages or making a phone call.
Be more present, exactly.
So, yeah, just be more present with him.
Laura, what do you say to people? We're talking to Laura Stenchfield. She's the pet psychic. What do you say to people who don't buy in to what you're saying? Because if they were to watch you right now, and I'm looking at you, and you are literally having a conversation with someone that is not there physically.
Mm.
What do you say to people who are non-believers?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I don't really try to convince non-believers because, like, I get it. I talk to animals, so that I can understand how that's, you know, hard for people to believe. But if someone's, like, a little bit open and they're just like, I don't really know what you're talking about, it is like intuition studied. So like if you know that feeling, like you think of somebody and then they call you, it's just like with me, if somebody's thinking about me or if I'm thinking about someone else, I think, well, maybe they're thinking about me. And sometimes I can actually like hear what they're thinking and then they call. So it's just being more present in that, if that makes sense.
This is fascinating.
Laura, would you be open for us to have a listener send in their pet and we can connect with you and do another segment? You can read their pet and talk to them and get some answers for them?
Of course. I would love that.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Barnes, you need to send a photo, too, of your cat.
We'll get to
that.
My cat's going to have a lot to say, both of them. Let's get a listener in and do it. So if you would like to have your pet read, doesn't matter what, I mean, from a horse down to a cat, whatever it is, Laura has agreed to do it. And just send your picture to us, hi@themorningx.com, H-I, hi@themorningx.com. Send a picture of your pet and how we can get in touch with you, and we'll have you on. If you would like to track down Laura, it's thepetpsychic.com. Fascinating stuff, Laura. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll be in touch.
I really appreciate it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Leslie, go pay attention to that damn husband. Quit, quit giving all the love to Bo.
Thanks, Bo.
All right, Laura, thank you very much. This is the original. It's 99X. 99X. It's the Morning X. Barnes and Leslie need to throw the brakes on the show for a second. Our producer has come in and said that Lanny is on hold, Leslie.
What?
Okay, Lanny is Leslie's husband. And he's calling regarding the pet psychic. We just had the pet psychic on, Laura Stenchfield.
It got a little uncomfortable for me because there was something in there that she said that has been going on for a while.
Okay, stop right there, because before, I don't know what Lanny is going to say, but I'll tell you this, and I told you this going into the segment. I am maybe the world's biggest skeptic.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And having... I agreed to have the pet psychic on, and I also agreed with myself that I was just going to let it happen, and I wasn't going to be negative. I wasn't going to be, you know, try to punch holes.
You were going to be open-minded about it.
I was going to be open-minded. Right. Now, I will say, because I could see you and I could see her during the segment, you, for some reason, when I stopped, and if you went back and go back and listen on the podcast later when it's on the podcast, I said to you, is that accurate? And you were just kind of giving a really blasé answer. You didn't really answer me. So that your tone right now is making me feel very strange.
Well, it was in the moment when you asked me that. I was
right.
I was trying to process something that she said.
Okay. Well, and then in the last few minutes, Lanny called in. I did not want to take the call until we were on the air. So they put him on hold. So let's bring Lanny on. I have no idea. He's probably going to rip. And these people don't know what the darn.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea because I'm in Nashville and he is at our farm.
Oh, well, even better. I thought he was like just out running errands or something.
No.
I didn't know okay.
No. I'm in Nashville working.
All right, let's bring Lanny on. Hey, Lanny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Barnes and Leslie.
So you're listening, obviously, to the show. I guess you're out doing your thing at the farm. Are you on a tractor right now, or are you in the farmhouse?
No, actually, I was getting ready to head out and do some mowing and weed eating and stuff like that, but I always like listening to the show. So,
well, thank you. You're the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm surprised you haven't had me on sooner. You guys used to have me on all the time, and...
I knew in this instance, if I would have had you on, you, like me, would have had to been in a vocal straitjacket because you would have ripped into shreds this idea. But please, what did you think about the reading from your dog, Bo?
Mm. Well, when you guys first went on with this talking about it, I don't believe in any of these nutbags. I just have to say, and
there
she may be a wonderful human being, but as I started listening to this interview with her and the questions, I would first of all be interested in knowing what picture was sent to her. That would help me, but she started asking these questions, and I guess she sounded like she was communicating with Bo in some kind of way. But I got to say that, and I'll address some of these particular points, but She was spot on.
Really?
I was floored. Yes.
What? Hold on. Yeah,
you're talking to the biggest skeptic, okay, more than you,
now,
Mr.
Hold
Barnes.
On. Well, I know you guys have not spoken yet. So, Leslie, you heard Leslie not say much, and I don't know anything going on in y'all's life like that. Like that she's talking to.
Well, she caught me by surprise.
Well, when she said Leslie had, she was concerned about Leslie's heart, I thought she was like saying she was going to be sick. And then I realized she was talking about her heart, meaning emotionally.
Well, that's what I thought at first. And then what flashed through my mind was, is this a heart thing? Is her heart going towards someone else? Is she getting ready to give her heart to someone else? I mean, Leslie and I have one of the most amazing relationships on the planet. And we won't get full detail. If anybody out there needs marriage counseling, we certainly will sit and help you out with that. But I have to say this, and over the grand scheme of this whole thing points to Leslie and more time, you know, Bo thinking that she needs to spend more time with me. And that was pointed out in this whole thing. So as Leslie is, the way our relationship has always worked is she makes all the money and I spend it all. But I've given her the opportunity to focus on her career, which I'm very excited about, and I always support everything she does. But with the add-on of 99X and what she does in her daily job, she spends probably 4 days in Nashville, and I stay at the farm, and then I go pick her up and bring her back to the farm. But she is constantly, and she doesn't want to admit it, constantly on that phone doing social media, doing Zoom calls all day. She has gotten, and this has been happening over the past couple of years, she has gotten less and less present in our relationship.
Wow.
And so now Bo points this whole thing out. So let me start. He's super happy, she says, right?
Yeah.
And then the games that he likes to play. Well, when I take him out for a hike and he goes with me on this 40-acre farm, he loves to run, and I encourage him, you know, by stomping my feet and stuff like that. And he'll run, and then he'll come back to me, and then I do scratch his butt, which all dogs like. But he likes for me to push him to run, and you ought to see this dog flying. I mean, we spent major money on a torn ACL because he runs around like crazy.
So Lanny, stopping you right there just for a second. At what point, listening to the reading of your dog from the pet psychic, did you shift from this lady's full of shh to, wait a minute, this is for real?
When she started talking about, right from the beginning, talking about playing outside and playing games, that was, you know, I can believe that she gets this. Any dog likes to go out off the leash and play and run and stuff like that. But when she jumped into this comment that he needs to tell his mom something about her heart, and that you are his number one man, as she doesn't know that Leslie's married, and then she goes, "Are you married?" And Leslie said, "Yeah." And so apparently Bo is referring to me because I'm the alpha in our puppy group. Somebody has to be the alpha, and I'm the boss.
Leslie, and what are you feeling right now? Because, I mean, you're getting a lot from Lanny. You're not.
This is.
Come on, spit it out, Bram.
Your eyes are watering a little bit.
This is really hard because.
Well, look, and then she says, at this one point, she says, and I was taking some notes, that dad needs you more. He says, daddy needs your attention right now. So and look, we have, like I said, we have a loving relationship, and I don't think too many people have what we have, but she's just not present. She's not a farmer. She's never going to be a farmer, but we're moving far. We have so much going on out here. And I want her to be more present, and I want us to spend more time together, and I want us to travel together more and do things. But she's always working. Look, when I drive her from the farm to Nashville for her to go into work, from the time she gets in the car till she's on the phone, she even takes her computer in the car and does Zoom calls. So I can ask her a question and I don't get an answer.
I'm glad to see it's not just me, Lanny, that has that treatment.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, oftentimes when I've driven with Leslie, she's on the phone and doing a Zoom call and doing something else on her computer at the same time.
Yeah, and I don't think she's overwhelmed. She manages it pretty well, but she has shoved me to the back of the burner. And then her real famous thing is I have things going on at the farm and I have to make decisions that I don't have time to ask her, you know, for her permission or for her guidance on. So I do things, and then she gets out at the farm after not being present for, you know, the whole week, and wants to interject into the process. And I go, I don't have time to wait for that. You need to be more present.
Listen, I have always had problems with balance and, you know, trying to balance it's hard. I'm not making excuses, and I won't make excuses. And this is really something that's been troubling and on my heart, speaking of heart, for a very long time.
Wow, this is blowing my mind.
I'm just trying to process it all. And I'm honestly, I pray about it all the time, about trying to be a better wife, a better friend. Anyway.
Wow. Honestly, I had no idea this would go this way. I thought we were going to laugh and giggle about...
Well, I didn't. That's why when she was on, I was...
Well, the
stunned,
minute she started
stunned.
Talking to Bo, like, she was, like, freaking out, like...
I heard that in the background, but I didn't understand quite what was going on.
Lanny, she was talking sideways. She was... I was watching her. She was talking sideways to Bo, like he was sitting next to her. And I thought, at that point, okay, I'm just going to let this play out. But to hear that she is accurate, and from the biggest skeptic on the planet, Lanny West... That blows my mind.
I'm gonna throw one more thing in, and I know time is short. You guys got to get back to entertaining. But the one comment she made that at the end, close to the end, that Bo made, trying to get you to be more present. Here's an interesting thing. So Bo sleeps with us at night, and when Leslie is in Nashville, I invite him to come up and sleep with me. Now he won't sleep. Because I'm the alpha, he won't snuggle up to me and sleep right with me. He sleeps down at the end of the bed.
To protect you, yep.
When I turn the light off and go to sleep, he gets off the bed and gets in his bed, right? Now, when Leslie is here and we're together, he gets up on the bed and he sleeps right between us and he stays with us all night.
Man.
Is that crazy?
He's trying to pull it together.
Anyway, I'm a believer.
Wow. Well, we have to go, but truly, yeah. I hope this maybe, you know, kicks some conversation in the air that...
Oh, trust me, we've already been having these conversations.
Oh, so this is... How weird that this just happened in the middle of you having these conversations, and she picked up on it from your dog? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wow. I didn't throw this in, but... 3 weeks ago, it was 3 weeks ago, I think, right, Leslie? About 3 weeks ago, I had to just share my heart with Leslie, and we had a sit-down conversation. It was very calm, very loving, and where I shared with her, it was 3 weeks ago, I shared with her that I need more time with my best friend. I want us to travel more together, and we need to spend more time together, and you need to focus less on this outside stuff that you're doing. That's bizarre. That was the thing that really kicked in my mind when she was supposedly talking to Bo.
All right. Well, if you want to go down this with your pet, we said a minute ago, send the photo of your pet to hi@themorningx.com and then give us your contact info. We'll pick somebody. And now I believe, because if Lanny says it's true, I'm right there with, okay. Well,
Lanny.
Thank you for calling in, first of all.
Lanny.
Hey, yeah.
I love you.
Yes, darling. I love you, my dear.
Okay, now y'all are getting icky on me in front of me. Don't do that in front of me. All right, Lanny, we'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right, brother.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. All right. This has been a trip for me to watch this in front of my face. All of it.
You're going to have to give me a few minutes here.
This is 99X.